And the Friends reunion finally was released on HBO/Crave in Canada yesterday.
Yes, and I haven't seen it yet, but I did sign up for Crave and HBO.
Oh, look
so
at you.
I will be watching it this weekend.
Nice.
Yes.
And just a bit of a spoiler alert, we're going to play some Friends trivia here.
Okay.
And you remember the episode where the guys won the apartment with the Ross trivia board that was set up. Remember that one?
Yes, because they didn't know that what Chandler did for a living.
Right.
And please do not ask me that question.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
It does come up during this game, and I won't reveal that.
Okay.
There's nothing here but a few of those questions that were asked. But so it's a bit of a spoiler alert, but I don't think anybody will be overly spoiled if they haven't seen it as yet.
Okay.
So they did reenact this and had some new questions.
Okay.
Let's see how you do. Here's question number one.
Rachel wrote Ross a letter and demanded he read it before they got back together. How many pages was that letter?
Oh, no. It was front and back.
Yep.
I know that much. And I think it was in the double digits.
11?
I feel like that's wrong.
18 pages.
Yeah. I knew it. It was double
18
digits.
18 pages.
Front and back.
Front and back is correct.
Do I get the half point for front and back?
Exactly. I know, because originally Matt LeBlanc didn't say front and back.
Okay.
And David was like, trying to egg him on for more.
I knew it was around that number.
All right, have a listen to this one.
Ladies, can you name this voice?
That's my monkey.
Oh! Mr. Hinkle. Wait, no.
No?
Really?
What's his name?
Wait, do it one more time!
Say, can we hear it again?
We know it.
No, wait, that's my monkey.
It's the guy who lives downstairs.
Yeah. And his name would be...
Mr. Wickles.
No, I know it.
It's not your turn.
No, will the mystery voice...
Do you know who it is?
Oh, Hinkle?
Something like that. You can picture the guy,
yeah,
right?
I can. Didn't he have the broom or something?
Something like that. Yeah, have a listen.
Please reveal himself. It's Larry Hankin back as Mr. Heckle.
You all owe me a cat and a waffle.
Yeah, so they brought him on the set.
Oh, so, I love it.
Yeah, they did a nice job with that one. This one, well, we'll see. Let's see.
According to Monica, how many erogenous zones are there on the female body?
Seven.
Courtney, is that correct?
That's correct.
Seven was the answer there. And this one might be the most difficult of them all.
This very barbershop quartet famously delivered a message to Rachel from Ross. But can you complete the lyrics?
One, two, three.
Congratulations on your first week at your brand new job. It won't be long before you're the boss.
Oompa, oompa, oompa.
And you know who will be there to support you. Your one and only boyfriend.
Ross?
Yeah, there's a little bit more. I want to say the first part of it, it's nice to have a boyfriend. And then they go to... there's something there, like your fun and loving boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Ross is too easy.
I know. I didn't get it completely right.
There's something...
Ross.
Boyfriend.
It's not Ross?
Does that feel right?
Wait. Your one and only boyfriend.
Gentlemen.
Boyfriend, Ross.
Is that correct, gentlemen?
It's nice to have a boyfriend.
Your loyal, loving boyfriend. Ross!
I love it.
Isn't that funny how they put that together?
Yep.
So, they do reveal what Chandler does for a living.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give that away right now, though.
It has something to do with, numbers and, a laptop and something like that.
It does, but it's funny how they deal with it. I don't want to give that part away. So, you'll enjoy that over the weekend, the Friends reunion show. You did pretty well, so.
Okay, well, that's good. I don't think I did.
7:13.